Welcome to Girlfriends Pray Podcast. We are a prayer ministry for women, and our mission is to draw women closer to God through prayer. To learn more about Girlfriends Pray, go to our website, www.girlfriendspray.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Girlfriends Pray. And join us for prayer every Monday and Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 267-807-9601, access code 943334#. We invite you to connect, support, or become a partner of Girlfriends Pray. Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. God bless you.
Good morning, and welcome to the call. This is Girlfriends Pray. And on behalf of our founder, Dr. D.C. Marshall, I welcome you on the call this morning. This is Minister Kemp, and we just bless the name of the Lord that you are here. We bless the name of the Lord that you are able to join us in prayer, that your first focus is the Lord going into his presence. I pray that you invited someone else as well, that you have shared either on your social media platform, you sent a text, or you may have even conferenced someone in, but you never know who could be needing prayer this morning. So if you haven't, take a moment and invite, post, do what you need to do to share with the world that we are going before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord this morning because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I'm going to be reading Isaiah 43, verses 16 to 21, and I'm reading the New Living Translation there. New Living Translation, hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I draw them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smothering candle wick. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a path through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the field will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. Hallelujah. And I just want to read verses 18 and 19 again. It says, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a path through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry waste land. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing something new in our lives, and we give him praise and glory as we started this new year focused on him, elevating with him, getting closer to him. We are excited about the new thing that God has already begun in our lives. Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We worship you and we adore you. We bow down to you and give you glory and praise. We thank you, Lord God, because this is the day that you have made and we are rejoicing in it. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up, Lord God. You kept us through the night, Lord God. We didn't have any call that riled us up. There was no sickness, no issue. We were able to sleep in peace, Lord God, knowing that you were on the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you opened our eyes and you called our names one by one for us to get up and start the new day, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, because you are good. You are a good, good Father, and we bless your holy name for it, Lord. We thank you for the new thing that you are about to do in and through our life, the new thing that you have already begun, the new thing, Lord God, to give us fresh water, Lord God, to turn the dry wasteland into a flourishing field, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you have done all these things on our behalf. But before we go any further, before we ask anything, Lord God, we ask for you to forgive us, Lord God. We know that we have done some things that we have should not have done. We have said something. We have even thought about things that we should not have done, Lord God, either knowingly or unknowingly, we have put things into motion, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, for your forgiveness, Lord. Your word says that if we confess our sins unto you, that you are faithful, you are just, and you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord God. So give us that blood bath this morning so that we could be whiter than snow, Lord God. Give us that blood bath this morning so that we would be in right standing with you, Lord God, because we don't want anything separating our prayer from you, Lord God. We want to be in your presence, and we want you to hear the words that we are speaking, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your forgiving power. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you have put us in right standing with you, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus if there is anyone standing in need, Lord God, of basic substances, Lord God, basic essentials, Lord God. We ask that you would provide for them, that you would send them a lamb in the bush, Lord God, that you would make a way out of no way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you would give them all that they need, Lord God. Let them know that you see them, you hear them, and you are well aware of what they are going through, Lord God. That you will rush to them, Lord God, that they, before they even began to speak, you heard them, Lord God, and you started to come and see about them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There may be somebody here dealing with a broken relationship, Lord God. You can restore anything, Lord God, that has been broken, Lord God. There is nothing that you cannot do, so we ask you to restore broken relationships today, restore battles between mother and father, mother and son, father and daughter, cousins, Lord God, aunts and uncles, friends, relationships, Lord God, whatever it is, please restore those broken areas in our lives, Lord God, so that we could be right in each other's sight, Lord God, that we would be able to encourage one another, we would able to be lift up one another, that we will not harm one another, we would not speak evil onto one another, that we would not do anything that would be hurting to one another, Lord God, that we would be right with one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask specifically for marriages, Lord God, that may be struggling, Lord God. Let there be peace in the marriage household, Lord God. Let there be understanding in the marriage household, Lord God. Let there be even tone in the marriage household, Lord God, so that they can hear each other without yelling and screaming, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give it peace that passes all understanding because they kept their mind stayed on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for anyone who is dealing with a hard day at work, Lord God, where they may have a big task that they need to complete or that they need to have work, Lord God. They need a job, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you would provide for them, Lord God, that you would give them a new thing, Lord God, a new place to call their job, Lord God, that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they don't even have room to receive, Lord God. We ask that you will open the right door at the right time, Lord God, so that they would have the right position, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know how hard it is in this world when you don't have enough funds, Lord God. So we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would provide so that they would be able to provide for their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you would bless our children today, that you would keep them safe, Lord God, from all harm and danger when they're going to school, Lord God, that they would be in the right mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't have to deal with a whole bunch of crap going to work, going to school, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you would protect our children, Lord God, whether they are grown or if they are young, Lord God. We would ask that you would surround them with your heavenly host, Lord God, and let no hurt, harm, or danger fall upon them, Lord God. We know that there are some children that have gone wayward, Lord God. We would ask them to touch them, Lord God, to let them know that their parents care for them, that they are there for them, Lord God, that they don't need to be in the position that they are in, Lord God, but they would need to obey and understand what their parents are saying, that they're trying to do right by them, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would protect those that are going to court, Lord God, and dealing with all kind of legal issues, Lord God. We ask that you would make a way out of no way, Lord God, that the charges would be dropped, Lord God, that they would never be seen or heard from again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would protect them and guide them, Lord God. Make sure they have the right representation and that the representation knows the right words to say, Lord God, so that they would not have to worry about this any longer, Lord God. Let it be done and over with in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. Move mightily in our lives today, Lord God. Move with strength and boldness, Lord God, in our lives today. Let us see you. Let us hear you. Let us feel you, Lord God. Let it not be that we don't know what you're doing, but we see exactly what you're doing and where you're going so that we would be able to follow your path, Lord God. We want to walk in the way of righteousness, Lord God. We want to walk in the way of truth, Lord God. We want to walk in the way of glory, Lord God. We don't want to be set apart from you, Lord God. We want to do all things according to your will, Lord God, so that we would give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. That we would bless your holy and matchless name, Lord God. That we would give you all praise and glory and honor, Lord God. That we would lift you up, Lord God, so that all the world could see and wonder what is it about your God, so that we would have an opportunity to share how good you are, how awesome you are, how loving you are, Lord God, that they would say, what must I do to be saved, Lord God? In the name of Jesus, let our lives be a representation of your goodness, Lord God. Let our lives be a representation of your peace, Lord God. Let our lives be a representation of you, Lord God, so that there would be a new thing in the world, Lord God, today, Lord God, and evermore, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you have planted us in different positions, Lord God. You have planted us in different areas, Lord God, so that we would be witnesses of your goodness and your grace, Lord God. So have your way in our lives today. Have your way, Lord God. Give yourself glory and honor and praise, dear Lord. Give yourself the victory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in our lives, Lord God, so that we could shout and hallelujah praise unto you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you all glory. We give you all praise. We shout hallelujah. We bless your holy and mighty name, Lord God, because you are God and there is no other like you. There's none that could stand against you, Lord God. There's no that can even stand next to you, Lord God. They can't even stand behind you, Lord God, because you're that good of a God. You're that awesome of a God. We just thank you, Lord God, and nothing else compares to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So have your way in our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.